Welcome, everybody, to the preview episode for Marvel Vision, a podcast about preview. The MCU, specifically the TV version, but maybe some movies later on. We'll have to see what happens. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And let's do a little bit of intro here before we get into it. For those who don't know us, now we've been doing a live show. I was about to say formerly live show, but it was in a theater. Now it's virtually for about 14 years now, called Comic Book Club, where we've talked to great comic book creators, comedians, fans, etc. We still do that live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Expanded that world into talking about TV shows as well. We've had a bunch of different TV show podcasts, ranging from Riverdale podcast called Riverdale After Dark to Watchmen Watch, our Watchmen podcast. But, and here's the weird thing. We have not yet done a Marvel-specific podcast. We didn't do one for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We didn't do
well,
one.
Well, here's the thing. I think we were waiting for the real, the one, you know? You know, we were waiting for the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're
because
talking
those
about.
Other ones. This is a true. These are the true Marvel, straight to the dome pieces here.
Yeah, what? there is nothing foggy about these shows. I think that's the main thing to say.
Come on,
right, Pete?
No, I don't appreciate that because Daredevil is a great show. Luke Cage also an amazing show. First season of Jessica Jones quality. So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, and we did definitely talk about them on the live show. We talked about them on various other podcasts that we do. We've never done a dedicated Marvel podcast. And to Justin's point, WandaVision is the first Marvel Studios television show. Previously, there were two separate divisions. There was Marvel TV. There was what's going on with the movies, Marvel Studios. We don't know anything about any behind-the-scenes friction for real. Certainly, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about that. But here, WandaVision is kicking off. They've been very upfront. A new era, a new balance, if you will, of Marvel television.
Did you just plug the shoes?
I get paid 5 cents every time that happens.
Wow.
Smooth. Wow. It makes sense that New Balance would go with a aging group of men to be their spokespeople. Sanders says, try New Balance.
As we mentioned, we're going to be kicking this off with WandaVision. As we're taping this, it's coming up just a few days from now on Friday. Two episodes are going to be dropping on Disney Plus. We're going to do podcasts about that, and we're going to try to get them up pretty quickly, have them happen weekly for all 9 episodes of the show. Then there's going to be a little break going into Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Then probably another little break. Then it's going right into Loki, and eventually 52 weeks of a year. New Marvel shows. Pete, you have a question. What's going on?
Yes. Since we do have JT Sizzle, who works in television as a line producer, I was just wondering.
Can I establish for people who are new to the show, Justin definitely works as a line producer.
No, that's not what I do.
He's been working in television for years, slowly working his way up to line producer.
Not as a line producer. Great.
Well, whatever. You know, I don't know all the terms. Maybe you're a key grip or a best boy. I'm not sure. But you work behind the curtain. You get to see things. So I'm just wondering, why release 2 episodes? Is the first episode not good? So you got to give them 2 because that'll like really grab them. You know what I mean? Does the first one all set up like it is a zero issue where it's just like, okay, we're going to try to explain this crazy world and why they're together? Like, what do you guys think is behind the 2-app drop? And I'd like to hear from JT Sizz first for that behind-the-scenes kind of stuff.
Pete, really traffic directing here. I love it. I mean, that's more of a sort of programming thing than actually the people that make the television. But I will say I think the strategy there is to just give people a little bit more to hook into. Shows, I think the cool model of releasing a TV show now, I think, is, depending on the show, is to drop two or three episodes first and then start to go weekly. So you can have both the upfront binge hit and then the weekly conversational episodes that really drive interest. People can sort of slowly get involved in the show, and then it can become a phenomenon.
I've heard the kids on the streets talking how much they love binge hits.
Well, yeah, you are on the streets talking to kids too much.
Yeah. Yeah, Pete goes up to them holding a toilet paper roll that he pretends is microphone. It's very weird. I think Justin's right on the money here. The other thing is that people are used to from Marvel that you have 2.5 hour movies, right? So they're going in, they'd be like, I'm going to get a meaty chunk of Marvel when I sit down. But these, this world, we don't know a lot about the show yet, but we do know that Wanda and Vision are stuck in some sort of sitcom world that seems to progress from the 50s to the 60s to the 70s, etc. And we also know that the episodes are sitcom length. They're about 25 minutes long. So I'd imagine sitting down, you get 25 minutes of WandaVision. You might be like, oh, what was that? But you get two episodes, and that does feel, like you were saying, Justin, a little fuller to you, so you get sucked in. From there, they are going to be releasing one episode a week until the 9-episode run is done.
I also think that because this show seems to be a mystery with the main characters not sure what's happening or where they are, getting only 25 minutes of that might be hard. You might walk away from it being like, well, I don't know what's going on, and neither do the characters. What is this? When if you get two episodes, I imagine they're going to give us enough clues to see at least what direction the mystery of the show is going.
Yeah. Pete, now, you had another question?
Yeah, and another question. Now, Zelbin, you have written some comics, some of them good, some of them not so good. But this looks like it's based off of the T. King's run of, the Vision and Wanda here. So do you think that this is going to be like a classic Marvel thing where they keep some things but let the TV show kind of take its own creative swings, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, that's exactly what they're going to be doing here. And okay. Pete, I really do love this, you teeing us up for questions. It's a refreshing change.
It's a new. We're trying stuff new here. It's a new show. Pete. We're trying new stuff, you know?
Pete, real quick, just to follow up, as the journalist here on the podcast, I'm curious to hear Pete Scoops LePage, as you're known in the press pool, I guess. Now, are you going to be bringing some of your deep dive research skills to our Marvel television podcast?
Well, there are some times where I do deep dives, but in this case, I have meticulously watched the teases that we have gotten. And it's very interesting. There are small ideas that are dropped that you wonder, like, how much is really going to kind of play a thing, or is it just something they're kind of teasing us with? Mm-hmm. It does seem like maybe they're not in control of what's happening, whereas in the comic books, it really kind of seemed Wanda was very much in control.
Well, I mean, I do think that's actually classic Scarlet Witch, something that we haven't really seen on screen in the MCU yet, is her completely losing control of everything. There's been multiple stories about that happening, about her spiraling into insanity. She often is written as the villain there. She's the one that's causing it, you know, or the inadvertent villain. That might be what we're dealing with here, or there might actually be another villain. Certainly, there's a lot of speculation about Catherine Hahn in there, and that she might be Agatha Harkness, somebody who's kind of messed with the Scarlet Witch now and again. We'll obviously have to see how that pans out. I will say, just to get back to the comic book thing for a second, as usual with the MCU, the main text is probably going to be the MCU. That's the place you want to look to. But for a couple of comics that I might recommend checking out, first of all, you mentioned Tom King and Gabriel Hernandez-Walta. They wrote the Vision series. Scarlet Witch only shows up briefly in that, but that's set in suburbia, and they're clearly pulling on that quite a bit. There's also, what else? You probably read Avengers Disassembled. There's a bunch of Scarlet Witch stuff that goes on there. Also House of M, that plays on Scarlet Witch and her insanity in certain ways. That's the No More Mutants one, right?
Yes.
Sure. I think. So if you want some good Scarlet Witch stories, that's good. And then there's the other thing, the other side that they've only very lightly teased in the footage that we've seen, but there's something going on outside of this bubble, whatever is going on with Scarlet Witch and Vision, and that's where we're getting a grown-up version of Monica Rambeau from Captain Marvel. We're also going to see Jimmy Woo, Randall Park's character from Ant-Man and the Wasp, and also Darby, Kat Dennings from the Thor movies, is going to be back in this one as well.
All right.
And it certainly seems like they're doing some sort of version of S.W.O.R.D. or something like that, which is this organization in the Marvel Universe. They're supposed to guard space stuff. It may be changed to investigate dimensional anomalies or something like that would be my best guess. Yes, Pete.
Now, do you think because, you know, they are going to be playing with different eras and television, do you think they will be playing with some of the old tropes from the old television shows, like a Full House or maybe a Two Broke Girls, if you will?
Those two iconic shows from television history.
Well, you got the characters right there in the show already.
Sort of.
Yeah, do you think they'll dress Elizabeth Olsen up as like a tiny little baby or something like that?
You got it, dude.
Wow.
Well, wrong Olsen, but yeah, it could work. Okay. I would love that. I think that'd be great. I mean, one thing, we've talked about this a little bit on our other podcasts, but the first episode is apparently set in the 50s, 60s, and they actually filmed that in front of a live studio audience with magic effects that you could only really do in the 50s and 60s, which I think is very cool, and I'm very excited to see.
I thought you said they actually went back and shot it in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, they used that time travel technology from Avengers Endgame, which is real because that was a documentary, and then they used that.
Plus, it's in a van, so you know it's real.
Everything in a van is real, right, Pete?
Yeah.
That's sometimes what you tell the real kids when you walk up to them with the toilet paper roll.
Hey, I'm not that guy. That's not a fun joke.
All right.
Another comic series, I think, that may play into this is when the Scarlet Witch and Vision had kids.
West Coast Avengers.
Yeah, West Coast Avengers, I think 43, somewhere around there. There's a couple issues. And it really shows, I think that will play alongside Tom King's a lot because Tom King's run, because it shows just how reality is warped around these characters because of Scarlet Witch's powers. In the movies, I feel like we've only seen her powers being the sort of the magic side of it and not the full reality warping thing that she became sort of known for in the comics.
Well, there's definitely some sort of tease that we're going to see Scarlet Witch and Vision's twins, which are a big deal. There's something in the comics
Full
that
House.
She creates out of nothing, and eventually they become a guy named Master Pandemonium's Arms in a comic book cover that traumatized me as a child and continues through to being an adult. Still don't like it very much. But I think we're going to see some stuff with that, which is pretty exciting for people. Also for fans of Young Avengers, because they eventually end up joining that team. Probably not as babies, but we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah.
Although Muppet Babies was a very popular TV show for a long time.
That's true.
Pete, again, showing off his textbook knowledge of television by hitting all the faves, Muppet Babies, Two Broke Girls.
Before we start to wrap up here, and regular episodes will be a little bit longer than this, what's the number one thing you're looking forward to with WandaVision as we get close to the release here? Pete?
I'm looking forward to some kind of, you know, because Tom King doesn't give us all the information up front. I'm a little worried that maybe the TV show, we're going to kind of find out what's going along with the characters. And in a comic book, I think that's cool and very fun. But in a TV show, I'm just wondering if that would be too frustrating or if we're going to get a little bit more of an explanation in the show.
So instead of Two Broke Girls, you think it might be Two Frustrating Girls?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Sure.
Nice. Fully on board. I'm really looking forward to the way that because this show was initially supposed to come out second after Falcon and Winter Soldier, if I'm remembering that correctly. And this show is weirder. This is like, for this to be the launch of the Marvel Studios television run is pretty wild. And so I'm excited that they are going with this show first. That it's in a half an hour format, which is really nice, I think. I've really been liking the shows that are half hour drama, comedy, hybrid, whatever you want to call it. Just seeing how far, how weird and wild it gets with these characters, because it seems like it's going to go a long way.
Yeah, me too. I'm really hoping there's some big swings here. Clearly, they're going for it stylistically. As we get closer and closer to the end of the series, I'm curious to see if it, and I mean this in the best sense, but if it turns into typical Marvel where, you know, it's just a slugfest or anything like that. I hope that there's something stranger that pays off on that initial promise of the series. That's very exciting to me. Also very excited about Catherine Hahn. She's great. Whatever her role is in the show, that is awesome to see. And she seems like such a perfect presence there in the show. I'm just excited to watch all of it. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about it. As
for
well
sure.
As.
It's going to be exciting to finally have some TV to watch and some stuff to talk to you guys about.
Yeah.
So as mentioned, this is the preview episode, so we can get the feeds going and everything. So this hopefully should be up on your regular assortment of things soon, iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, etc. But we'll get all that going after this episode is actually live. Socially, though, we do have Marvel Vision Pod. You can check that out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. As mentioned, we do our regular live show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. to Crowdcast and YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to chat with you about this new chapter of the MCU. comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and more. Until next time, we need a sign off for Marvel Vision.